Jessica Rudd came to public attention with her first novel, Campaign Ruby, a book bearing a remarkable resemblance to real-life events. It tells the story of an Australian Prime Minister who's rolled out of his job by a female colleague, who then goes on to become the country's first female Prime Minister. Sound familiar? Well, Jessica Rudd says the book was written well before Julia Gillard replaced her father, Kevin Rudd, as PM. But now she's written a sequel called Ruby Blues. So it's no wonder that books and stories are never far from Jessica Rudd's mind. And for our off-the-shelf segment of favourite reads, she shares her top five.
Winnie the Pooh has to be my favourite, absolute favourite book. I love the way A.A. Milne writes. I love the way he writes dialogue because the characters just leap off the page at you. And I mean, I feel like I know Pooh, I know Eeyore, I know he's glum, but I still love him. And I don't know, I just, if I could write dialogue like that, I'd be a very happy writer. Emma, Jane Austen's Emma. I know it doesn't get a great rap because she's a bit of a, she can be a bit of a vapid character at times, but she's such a well-meaning character. She has only has good intentions and she wants to fix everything, and I can sort of relate to that. So I've always loved Emma, and every time I read Emma, I learn something new about myself. My third favourite book, it's pretty much anything by Shane Maloney. He cracks me up, and I like reading about politics. I like writing about it too. And so I like this crazy, wacky insight into 70s Victorian politics, particularly in the ALP. It's sort of that humour is just something I can really relate to and understand. So, I love Shane Maloney's books. The Brush Off was fantastic. I like Tony Jordan's Edition. I think the way Tony Jordan wrote Edition, it just made you feel like you could instantly identify with somebody living with a disability, but in such a humorous and lighthearted way. The way she wrote about obsessive compulsive disorder, and counting absolutely everything, but doing so and dealing with that neurosis, if you like, as just a part of life, was a real insight into that kind of a character. So I love her work. And Fall Girl was fantastic as well, but I'm only allowed five books. So I'll move on to my fifth. My fifth favourite book would be, and it's a recent one, Natasha Solomon's Mr. Rosenblum's List. Mr. Rosenblum's List is about Jewish refugees arriving in the UK during the war and immediately post-war. They try to settle in and try to find a community, really, in the UK. And in settling down, one of them, so it's a couple, Jack is trying desperately to fit in with the people in the community, whereas Sadie, his wife, is desperately clinging on to her own culture. And as an Australian living overseas, and I've lived in a number of different places, I can really see what that is like. I can see the tension in between a couple in that kind of an environment. So those would be my top five favourite books.
Jessica Rudd with her top five reads for our off-the-shelf segment. Her books, Campaign Ruby and Ruby Blues, are published by Text.